For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Missouri state representatives will hold a hearing Wednesday to review management, trooper training, and a 2011 merger between the state highway and water patrols. The review follows the death of a 20-year-old handcuffed man who drowned May 31st in the Lake of the Ozarks. A state trooper had arrested the man for drunken boating and handcuffed him before the man slipped into the water. The trooper said he wasn't trained to handle the situation. Lawmakers now question whether the merger overwhelmed troopers while saving the state money. Combining the departments was supposed to save the state about $3 million a year. The merger is in place despite concerns from Water Patrol officials who warned lawmakers that it could hurt services. A Missouri nonprofit organization wants to implement bass fishing into school districts around the nation. Kenny Foster is the tournament director of the Missouri High School Fall Classic Bass Tournament. The tournament will take place on October 26th at Lake of the Ozarks. Students will have the opportunity to fish for $28,000 in scholarship money for college. High school fishing is being called an emerging sport, and Foster says it is the fastest growing sport in the nation.
The mentorship they get to the younger students, you don't see it in other sports, or I haven't seen it in other sports. I haven't seen it from the adults mentoring the students the way it is in this program.
Foster says high school bass fishing took off because the possibilities of participation are endless. He says participants benefit because bass fishing teaches them responsibilities and ethics. The skills can be taught, and it is less physically demanding than other sports. Foster says students from 41 high schools in Missouri will be taking part in the tournament later this month. A Mid-Missouri Community College is just one of many community colleges around the country to get money in the name of science. The U.S. Department of Labor announced that Moberly Area Community College will be getting a $336,000 grant to fund education on science, technology, engineering, and math, commonly known as STEM. The grant for community colleges around the state totals $19.7 million. Missouri Community College Association Executive Director Zora Mulligan says this grant is important because Missouri's economy is depending on this emphasis in STEM education.
We have an economy in the state of Missouri that traditionally has been very strong in agriculture. Manufacturing is a very strong tradition in Missouri, and so we're working to make sure that the long-term economy can meet its needs in terms of advanced manufacturing, healthcare workers, health services, health sciences, all those kinds of jobs are so critically important to the modern economy.
Mulligan says the money is the third part of the grant Missouri has received. The previous two grants helped train workers in health services and in modern manufacturing facilities. Boone and Cole counties have had metal detectors installed or renovated in their courthouse entrances within the last 10 years. Callaway County doesn't have them at all. A committee met in Callaway County on Sunday to discuss the possibility of installing a metal detector in the county courthouse. Presiding County Commissioner Gary Youngerman is on the committee. He says even though Callaway County has a large population, they have less tax revenue to work with.
It isn't like we have an extreme amount of leftover revenue, you know, every year in our budget. A metal detector itself is not that expensive, but the expense comes in to man that metal detector now forever. And I'm one of those guys, and I think the commission here, all of us are, you know, we don't want to start something that we can't finish.
Court marshals patrol the courthouse during the day and serve as the main source of security. Youngerman says a metal detector won't be installed in the near future due to decreased tax revenue during the past few years. He does say bulletproof glass and heavy-duty locks will be added to the courthouse's windows and doors. Last night, Columbia residents met at City Hall to learn more about the 127-acre St. Charles Road development project near Battle High School. The main concern for developers is to gain access to the city sewer system. However, the county commission is uninterested in approving the rezoning that is needed for this project because it is inconsistent with the county's standard development. Patrick Zenner, the development services manager, believes there are some changes that have to happen to the project in order for it to be approved.
Well, I believe what we're going to end up having to tweak has to deal with some of the traffic-related issues and transportation system improvements, i.e., roadway widening possibly of St. Charles Road, as well as some improvements to Battle Avenue.
Developers are hoping Columbia City Council approves the project when the final meeting takes place in November. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is planning to travel to Missouri colleges and universities to discuss ways of addressing sexual violence on campuses. McCaskill's office says she will hold events at schools in 10 cities next week to listen to opinions about her legislation on the topic. The bill would require campuses to designate advocates to confidentially discuss options with victims and to develop agreements with local law enforcement agencies on handling sexual assaults. Schools that don't comply with the new standards for training and data collection could face penalties. This summer, McCaskill released survey results showing that 40% of campuses reported no sexual assault investigations in the past 5 years. McCaskill's events will be in Cape Girardeau, Columbia, Kansas City, Kirksville, Maryville, Rolla, St. Joseph, St. Louis, Springfield, and Warrensburg. The owners of the Railway Exchange Building in downtown St. Louis are teaming with architecture students at Washington University to explore new uses of the historic property. The 100-year-old, 21-story high-rise was once the city's tallest building. It has stood vacant since Macy's left downtown St. Louis last year. Graduate students at the university's Sam Fox School of Design and Visual Arts are collaborating with the building's owner and the Partnership for Downtown St. Louis on a project to develop potential new uses for the 1.2 million square foot structure. A student-led design studio will share their ideas with the public at a Railway Exchange open house in December. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.